This is a download from the Council of Europe. If you want to know more about our work, please visit us on www.coe.int.
I'm Julia Pererva from the Council of Europe Education Department.
You're involved in this project, which aims to help education officials to develop effective ways of teaching subjects considered controversial. Tell us more about what you're doing.
The program we are working on, it's actually to a great extent driven by the member states. So they choose the topics they want to work on. They design their projects and they produce the results in accordance with their own priorities and policy agendas. This is one of such projects which came out from the countries who felt that addressing controversial issues in school is essential for promoting democracy and human rights. So it was launched last year, and today we are finalizing the results of this work. And there are 9 countries that took part in this project, which is now close to its conclusion.
You say the project started last year, Julia. How much does it cost?
The project costs about 100,000 euros, which might seem like a lot of money, but if you divide if you divide it by the countries, it basically means 10,000 euros per country, which is not really that much. And we hope that the results that will come out of this project will be totally worth it and will have a very positive impact.
Give us a case study so far. What have you been working on and what have been the results?
So far, we have done a kind of an overview of what exists in this area, what's done so far, and how countries are coping with this issue. And then educational material was developed, which is aimed at teacher training institutions. So basically, the idea is to introduce it into the teacher training system in the countries, rather than just addressing individual teachers. Then this training tool was piloted in the participating countries, and we have received a lot of feedback from how it went and what the results were. And the idea is that we will now finalize this material and we'll make it available for all other countries who might be interested in this topic.
Now, the countries involved are Cyprus, Ireland, Montenegro, Spain, and the United Kingdom. And it says on your website, with the support of Albania, Austria, and Sweden. Of course, these are countries where there are a lot of subjects that you might consider to be controversial. Is it your sense that the current ways of teaching these subjects are in some way deficient, and that's why these countries were keen to bring in the Council of Europe and its long-standing record of working in this area? Or is the work that you're doing designed to complement what already exists?
I think in a way this is part of a shift in the field of education that has been happening for quite a lot of time now. Because we are moving away from what is knowledge-based education, which is purely providing information to the students, to competence-based. And this is basically to equip young people with capacities to cope with whatever comes their way, not only in terms of knowledge, but also in terms of dealing with other people, for example, playing an active role in society and so on. And what we have seen so far, that the role of the teacher is moving away from the provider of knowledge to a facilitator, to somebody who helps them to develop these kind of competences in a very different way.
These controversial subjects, what are they? Are they basically historical disputes in the countries that have been mentioned? There are many historical disputes. Or is it also contemporary social issues to do with sexual orientation or to do with the presence of ethnic minority groups or class issues? I mean, what are these controversies? I think that's quite crucial to this conversation.
Controversial issues are basically issues on which there are very strong opinions and issues that divide society. So, and they change actually. Something that was not considered as controversial yesterday can become a controversial issue today. So we cannot prepare young people with dealing with something specific because it might not be an issue tomorrow. And all the things that you have mentioned, the issues of gender and sexuality, migration movements, ethnic relations, religion, any kind of, I think, differences, for example. Why are people different from us and why they think in a different way from us. So all these kind of issues can be considered as something of relevance.
What are the specifics then of the project? What have you done that enables teachers to feel more confident when addressing these key issues?
We have developed this training material, which includes 15 specific activities for teacher training institutions. And this is a very much step-by-step approach, which can help to build this kind of confidence in a very gradual way. And the idea is, well, first of all, to develop an understanding. Why is it important to bring controversial issues in school? To give also an understanding of the role of the teacher, including all sorts of biases that the teacher might have as an individual, and how to deal with that in the classroom context. There is also a broad range of activities to explore different methodological ways of dealing with that. For example, it might be important to take into account the diversity in the classroom, and to deal with it accordingly, so that students who are affected directly by the topic discussed don't feel marginalized or specifically targeted. So there are many different ways of dealing with that, and the material that we have prepared addresses these kind of issues.
Do you think you will encourage teachers to address these subjects when teachers may well be thinking, look, I've got people of different ethnic backgrounds who have origins in different countries with perhaps a different approach to the approach that we have here in France or in another country. I just want to sweep this under the carpet. I just don't want to go there because I don't know where this will lead. This could be a Pandora's box. How do you overcome that sentiment that teachers might have?
It is true that this is something that is very difficult for teachers to deal with. But what we have seen today is that there is a growing awareness of the fact that it needs to be done. And actually, the feedback that we have received from the piloting has been extremely positive. And teachers really need this kind of tools. They are looking for them. So we are really addressing a gap in this respect. And what we do is we aim to include this subject and these approaches in the systematic teacher training, because it's not something that can be done in one particular training, but we really need to change a culture. We need to change approach to education. You know, the whole idea is that there is no one worldview which is correct, but there are many different worldviews, and that young people today need to be prepared to cope with that. It's a very far-reaching approach, so it really needs to be taken into account in education policy and all the issues related to teacher training and textbooks and so on. So the education reform needs to be based on that.
I think many people might understand the point that you're making, but I wonder if you are moving with the spirit of the times. It may well be that it's good to have an understanding of different points of view and to try and encourage children to be able to cope with the diverse society that they will encounter as adults. But the spirit of the time may well be, no, what we really need is a spirited advocacy of core Western human rights values, so that we establish the primacy of those values. Do you see where I'm going with that?
I think for me, the issue is that the essence of democracy is that there is a pluralism of opinions, and we cannot assume that one particular opinion is right and everybody else is wrong. And it's crucial that there is dialogue, because when there is now no dialogue, then there is frustration. And it usually comes out in very violent ways. And we have seen it in many recent events in different countries. And we cannot ignore that. So we are convinced that dialogue is a better way forward than, let's say, an imposition of someone's views on other people.
So you've had the practical feedback from teachers. You're trying to work with member states to encourage them to adopt this as part of the curriculum or part of the program for teacher training establishments. Sketch out the future of this project over the next few months.
Well, actually, in practical terms, this project is nearly finished. So in September, we are planning a big event to promote the outcomes, to discuss their integration in the education systems in the countries concerned, and also potential for the use in other countries. But we have received so much positive feedback from both the partners involved, but also from other countries and from other partners, that we are convinced that there is a lot of potential for continuation for this project and going more in depth, maybe with specific issues, and really going to the heart of the issue of controversial issues and how this topic can help us in building more secure and safe societies in the future.